Due to the strong support by the Chancellor, the engineering agencies TEKS, TTI, and TEES had a very successful session. We received stable base funding for all three agencies. And most exciting to me is that we received our top exceptional item, which was to build the new Center for Infrastructure Renewal. And this is a building that will be approximately a $100 million building. We received a debt service for $65 million of that. We'll be matching that with funds from private industry. And this center will be designed to conduct research on infrastructure. We'll be spending billions of dollars in roads, highways, bridges, buildings over the next 2 years. It's important to make sure that we use the top research findings to save money as we build all these new railroads, highways, et cetera. So this building will allow us to evaluate structures as tall as three stories, to evaluate new materials used for highways and bridges, to look at the smart grid system, power grid in the state, and also look at corrosion, how corrosion is deteriorating our infrastructure. It will be located across from the Bush Library, and it will hopefully be completed by 2018. So thanks to the Chancellor. This happened, and we're excited about it.
Well, this building, the interesting thing about this building is it's not the only building like it in the state. There's only two on the planet like it. The other one is in Purdue, and that does cold weather infrastructure research, and this one would be the one here. And so there will be people, contractors, engineers, folks coming from all over the country to utilize this center here. It really will be an amazing thing.
It is, because oftentimes research ends up in journals and it doesn't move into the real world. And so what's exciting about this building is we'll be able to conduct this research, but also bring the contractors and those in the industry to the facility to train them on how to implement the research in the real world.